Hello and welcome to Small Business Stories, a podcast brought to you by Purely Personal Marketing. My name is Robin and I'll be bringing you inspiring and insightful real life stories from real life business owners around the globe. And we'll be sharing our top tips and our own personal experiences in business with you all. Send us your questions on our social media. Look for Purely Personal Marketing. Don't forget to subscribe and to download this podcast. And you will have my eternal gratitude. Thanks so much for listening. Let's get to it. Hello, everyone. It's Robin here. How are you all doing? I hope that wherever you are in the world, you're well and business is thriving, or if you're in an employed position or whatever you're doing, you're happy and you're healthy and, you know, you're living life as best as you can within your means right now. Actually, this is going to be a super short one, and this might end up just being a little bit of a brain dump. So apologies if you think, what on earth is she on about this time? I just wanted to kind of talk to you guys really about something that I've encountered in my business and something that has kind of been troubling me for a little while now. And I've been debating whether to do it or to not do it, or how do I do it, and all those kind of things. And I just wanted to kind of come on and share this with you all, because you might be in a similar position, or you might have just come out of a similar position, or you might be of a similar mindset. Now, I've decided to change a lot in my business. Now, there are quite a few reasons for this, which I will talk about as we kind of go on. Now, apologies, I might ramble a bit. I haven't got any notes for this. This is literally just off the cuff. I want to share this with you all, authentic real talk, guys. I'm rambling already. So I've decided that within my business, I'm going to niche down. Now, I thought back in January that I would be niching down by niching into specific services. So dropping some services and only focusing on, say, three set services that we do for clients. And I kind of thought that that might be enough to bring me some kind of content, some kind of place of peace, some kind of place of where I'm not feeling stressed and overwhelmed, where I'm not kind of trying to hold on to all these different threads within the business and whatnot. Because, you know, real talk moment, you know, running a business is really, can be really hard. And it, by the way, it's always amazing, for me anyway. And I love it and I find it so rewarding. There isn't anything else I would rather do. Genuinely, I wake up every day so excited about my job, and I have been ever since I decided to go freelance and then launch, and then kind of create an agency. But there are times when it is really, really hard, and you can go through phases of, you know, it being so stressful in your business. And often as business owners, we are the accountant, we are the HR person, we are the marketer, we are the recruiter, we are the all-seeing, all-doing, we're the salesperson, we're the web designers, like we do it all. And it's just too much. So I decided at the end of last year that I would hire somebody. So instead of just working with freelancers, I would hire someone. And I'm really glad that I did, because she's been invaluable to my business so far and she's done a great job. And that's really, really helped me kind of figure out other things in the business that I really need to sort out. And I really just need to kind of figure out and fine tune and also put structure into. I'm not a structured person. I never have been. I'm much more of a reactive person. I don't know if that comes from being a creative person or what, but, you know, I very quickly turn my hands to lots of different things at once. I've always been that way. I can hop from one scenario to a completely different scenario. I've always been that way. So whilst I was used to juggling things within my business, I've come to realize that in order for us to scale in the way that I want us to, then I need to have more systems in place and all those kind of things. But I've put in, excuse me, oh, a little frog in my throat. Apologies. You just had 80-year-old Robin with a dry throat. Ugh. Sorry, back onto it. So whilst I'm able to kind of hop onto lots of different things, it is really overwhelming when you've got a business that is also growing. And if you don't have the infrastructure in place, it's really hard to grow sustainably, because ultimately what you do is you think, I've got to do all these different things, and we're growing and we're bringing in more money. Right now I need a new team member. Now I need this. Now I need an accountant. Now I need a HR person. Now I need, you know, now we need to have our own marketing strategy fine-tuned as well. And okay, am I working towards my goals and all these different things? So you end up juggling like even more things, and you end up thinking about more things. And I've recently found myself in a place of overwhelm where I have not been focusing on what I actually want for my business. And so I've made a really big decision in my business to niche down, to not only niche down to services, but also to niche down to industries. In the early days, I would just take on any business because I just needed to earn money. And what I didn't do is I didn't think about kind of the way that I wanted to actually run my business. It was just run your business. That's all. Just get your business off the ground, work with anyone that will want to work with you. you know, even if they're a pain in the ass. And trust me, I've had quite a few of those. They've not been particularly nice. And, you know, just work and just hustle and work really hard. And that's led me to a place of growth, yes, but also overwhelm and lack of focus and lack of goals and all those kind of things. Now, I don't tend to set long-term goals. I actually think about within the next 12 months, where do I want to be 12 months from now? And that's it. And then I work towards those goals, and those goals change. And by the way, that is perfectly normal too. Whether it's, you know, whether you're listening to this and you're not a business owner, no, you know, whether they're personal goals or professional goals, your goals can change. You don't have to stay the same. And what I was also finding myself was I was getting really stressed because I knew that I wanted to work with particular businesses, but I just couldn't see through the fog because I was just focusing on selling the business, grow the business, sell the service, sell the products that we make. And that's it. And then don't forget, you need a strategy. Don't forget, you need fundamentals. Don't forget, you need structure for your actual business. So it's really hard to do all of those things. And then if you've got things going on at home in your personal life, especially if you have a family, it's tough, guys, really, really hard to balance all those things. So what I've decided to do is I've stopped completely. I've stopped marketing our business completely. And I've re-strategized for the first time since I've started my business. And I just want to let you know that if you're in a place of overwhelm, one of the best things that I am learning that you can do is just pause, is just take a moment, is just think about, okay, this is bringing in money, but is it fulfilling me? Is it lighting me up every time that I work with that client, or every time I work with that customer, or every time I sell that? Or does my business actually motivate me? Does it actually inspire me? If the answer is no, then that means that really what you need to do is kind of think about, what do you want? So, and that's a really hard question to actually think about. Really, because then we kind of go, oh, well, I want loads of money and I want to travel and I want to, I want this and I want that and I want a big office, you know, and we think about that. But maybe the easier way to do it, and I heard this from a fantastic business coach. Well, she's actually a life mentor. So she does all sorts, from guiding you through business and everything. And I had a chat with her about this, and her name is Charlotte Lodi. And if you want to go and follow her, you follow her. You can find her under the Palm Tree Club. She's brilliant. And she said to me, okay, if that's hard, think about, what don't you want? And I started to think, what don't I want? And actually, when you cut out what you don't want, it is way easier to think about what you do want. And so I've come to the realization that I don't want to take on clients that we aren't aligned in our values and we aren't aligned in the way that we work. What I mean by that is, and this is of course in my line of work, if I was to work with a client who didn't respect my boundaries for what time I was available to contact, especially in social media, I think it's so easy for someone to just message you on WhatsApp or on Messenger. And because it isn't like a formal work email, you know, you feel like you've got to respond. So if I am working with a client and we just don't align, or they can get quite aggressive, or they start to make me feel anxious. And I've had this at the tail end of last year. I couldn't handle working with a certain client. So they we both agreed that it was good to part ways. And then afterwards it got a little bit narky and I said, I'm sorry, I can't communicate with you right now. You're making me anxious, because it's really important to preserve your own mental and emotional well-being. As a business owner, you owe nothing. And I just want to say this, this is so important, because we feel like we've got to be, you know, the perfect business owner. We're really professional. We're a CEO of our own business, whether it's small, medium or large. If someone makes you feel anxious, or if someone makes you dread responding to them, then something needs to be addressed. And you are absolutely entitled to say, hold on a minute, this is making me uncomfortable. And I feel like as women, we feel uncomfortable doing that and saying that, because inherently we're people pleasers and we just want to make everyone happy. And we just want, yeah, okay, I'll just deal with that quickly for you. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry that that happened. Let me just hop on that now, even though you might not be at fault. You know, it's okay to say, that's not okay. Hold on a minute, you're making me uncomfortable. You know, it's absolutely okay to say that and to have those boundaries in place. Don't ever feel bad about that. And what I was finding was we were being recommended to, and whilst we are super, super grateful for being recommended to people, to other business owners, that didn't necessarily mean that they were industries or they were people that I wanted to work with. So I've worked with now renewable energy companies, giant retail brands, you know, churning over millions of pounds every year, maybe even billions. I have worked with coaches. I've worked with restaurants. I've worked with holiday sites. We've worked with private caterers. We've worked with all sorts, genuinely all sorts of different kinds of industries, app developers. And if you imagine as a marketer, suddenly you have to learn about that industry really quickly, and you have to learn about the pain points of those customers, the pleasure points of their customers, that brand's voice, that brand's tone, that brand's message, that brand's goals, everything. And then we have to apply a different strategy every single time to every single industry. And some of them are super, super niche. So for example, when we were working, and I will not work with this industry anymore, when we were working with the renewable energy company, you know, if their products are, you know, however many thousand to get solar panels, you know, on somebody's house, you're less likely to get results quickly from something like that. This is obviously, and I'm now going into like social media land. So forgive me if I kind of go off. If you're in social media, you're going to get this. If you're in marketing, you're going to get this. So if you're working with someone like a renewable energy company, and like I was, and we were posting regularly and engagement was going up, we're getting more visits to websites, all of that kind of stuff. But ultimately, that's a big investment for someone, isn't it? I don't know how much they cost, but I know that it's going to be several thousand. And also, there's a lot of considerations outside of that to also think about. Building works, planning works, all of those things, really. So a consideration period for a customer is likely to be far longer, you know, they're likely to do research for a year or two before they even make a decision over whether they went with your business. So as far as marketing goes, I wouldn't work with that kind of industry anymore, because I've learned. And you know what, you learn so much in business. And kind of the more people that you work with and the more industries that you work with that you don't gel with is kind of better. Because again, just as that other advice that I just said is, you know, when you wean out what you don't want, you then figure out what you do want. So what I want in my business is to work with those industries that get me pumped. The industries that I have loads of experience in prior to launching my own business. And the businesses that light me up, the ones that I kind of go, oh God, I can absolutely be there. Oh, I can absolutely do that. And, you know, it makes me want to take action to visit that place or buy from that customer. They're the people that I want to work with. So what I've decided to do is in my business that we are going to niche down to set industries. Now, those industries for us are the hospitality industry. So we're talking spas, hotels, restaurants, gastropubs, visitor attractions, you know, hospitality, and in a roundabout way, tourism as well, because we've got me and my team have got so much experience when it comes to that. And also food and beverage producers. Now, why them, you might think? Because I'm a food addict. Like, I'm the first person to go, oh, there's a farmer's market on, let's go. And then I would stop and chat to these people that make their own pasta, for example, about their processes. And I'd get so inspired and so excited about how they make their pasta. And then I'd look at their branding and go, wow, that's amazing. I love your branding. And then I'd look at their social media and go, oh, do you need some help with your social media? And the same goes, you know, for cheesemakers and gin makers and distilleries and all this kind of stuff. It's those independent kind of food and bev producers that get me really, really, really fired up and really excited. And the other industry that we are going to be working solely with are independent retailers. So that works great for organic social media marketing, but also for Facebook ads and social media ads and stuff. So they are the core kind of industries that we're going to be working with. Now, the reason why is, like I said, they light me up. I get so pumped whenever we work with those kind of clients. And me and my team have experience in that. I've worked in hotels. I've worked on holiday sites. You know, when I was a dancer, I worked at one of the biggest holiday, I won't say their name because I don't know if I can, one of the biggest holiday sites in all of Europe. And I worked and did seasons there. I traveled and worked abroad, working on holiday sites. I worked in sales and marketing for two luxury, high-end luxury travel brands. And so for that, it kind of just makes sense. Like, not only is it our interests and what really lights us up, but we have the actual experience of doing it. We've also got a lot of experience here in like within our team in the events world. And, you know, and so again, that's kind of their industries that really, really get us fired up. And then of course, on online retailers and indie retailers who, you know, they might have a boutique shop or they might have a product that they just sell online and they're trying to get it into stores or they're trying to get more purchases. All of that we get really excited about as well, because we're looking at the bigger picture. You know, what does that brand want? They want to get more sales. They want to get more website visits. They want to get their products into shops, for example. Well, great. We can help with that. Not necessarily getting into shops, but when it comes to increasing a following and all those kind of things and brand awareness, so that a shop is more likely to go, oh yeah, you've got a great following here. I can see you've got a highly engaged audience. We'd love to have you on our shelves. You know, when we get to those moments, I get really, really excited. So I've made big, big decisions. I'm turning people away. I've stopped taking on new clients. I've opened up a waiting list as we go through this period of change. I've also stopped marketing us. I'm only doing Instagram stories, and I've got an entirely new strategy, which I've been working on. And we're niching down to those services. So not only do these services light us up, but the problem with being recommended to people is you lose control of your business, because you lose control of who you work for and you feel obliged and obligated to take that client on or that business on. Because you just do. You might be recommended by another client or a friend or a family member, and recommendations are incredible. And, you know, we've been really, really lucky to get recommended a lot by people. I'm very grateful for that. But now, where I am in the business right now, at this kind of level of crossroads, I need to just focus on, what do I want my business to be? Bringing in that control and then specializing in that, because we have so much experience in it already when it comes to prior to working in marketing. And then we've got so much experience of the clients that we currently work with, that are hotels, that are restaurants, that are bistros, that are holiday sites, that are spas, and that are products, indie products, and, you know, increasing following and increasing sales and website visits and conversions and all that. Is just, we love it. If we can do it for those industries, we feel so, so pumped and so excited. Anywho, that's what we're doing. I've paused for the moment. I'm glad I've made the decision. Since making those decisions and since actually actioning what I have felt I've needed to do for a long time has stopped the overwhelm. And that is what surprised me. I thought I would be really nervous, and I thought I would be, oh my God, I've got less people to work with now. That means the income's going to go down. But actually, it isn't. because I'm going to be seen as an expert in that field, which is going to attract a certain kind of client who is likely to have a marketing budget. They're going to be further along within their business business journey, maybe minimum of kind of 4 years or so. So they're starting to invest more, which means that their spend is going to go, you know, they're happy to spend the money. And yes, we are experts in that field because of the experience we had prior to even being in marketing and from the experience that we have from working with our current clients. So since making this decision and actually actioning it, it feels like a weight has been taken off of my shoulders and I feel so focused, so driven. There's actual strategy, which there wasn't really before. And I think so far it's one of the best decisions that I've made. Ask me that in 6 months. No, I'm really joking. It's all going to be fine because I know it is, because I know that we're really, really good at this as an agency. And because we've got that prior experience, you know, they're in good hands. So what I want to just say to you is if you're in a position of overwhelm in your business, or if you're thinking about niching down and you don't know what you want to niche into, the best thing to do is to figure out what you don't want. What don't you want your life to be like? What don't you want to do? In what ways don't you want your business to be? In what ways, you know, what clients don't you want to work with? What industries don't you want to work with? You see, when you think about that, it is much easier to break it down. And as soon as you make that decision and you just accept that that is what you're going to do, that is what is going to fill you up and get you excited and get you pumped, you will honestly feel so much better. Just trust me on that. I feel like that's about it, guys. That's all I got to say on the matter, actually, for the moment. Give it time. If you aren't following us on Instagram or on Facebook, why not? We share so many tips that would help your business out when it comes to marketing online. So go and check us out, Purely Personal Marketing, on Facebook and on Instagram. And of course, you've got my website, www.purelypersonalmarketing.co.uk, if you want to find out more about what we do and how we might be able to help your business. Anyway, have a great day. As always, thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to give us a review. 5 stars would be amazing. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Look after yourselves. Take care.